Chapter 8. Darcy stepped away from Troy and watched Tara dash into the park after Cooper. "We better go after them," Darcy said, pulling her hand free. Troy nodded. Without another word, they followed Tara, who dodged through the crowd of people slowly exiting the park. Just ahead, Darcy could see Cooper shoving his way through the sea of people, just as he did when he played football for Bluford High School. "Slow down, Holmes!" someone yelled as Cooper passed, but he ignored the comment. He was a missile, streaking towards its target, but Tara was right behind him. "Come on, y'all, we gotta stop this!" she yelled. Dwayne and Brisana were just ahead of them, walking along the street which bordered the park. Dwayne moved briskly as if he was in a hurry to get somewhere. Brisana was behind him, struggling to keep up. Darcy could see her eyes glistening in the nearby streetlight. Cooper darted in front of Dwayne's path, blocking him from going any further. Dwayne's eyes widened as if he was caught completely by surprise. Brisana's jaw dropped at the sight of Cooper, who glared menacingly at Dwayne. Darcy, Tara, and Troy arrived at the same instant, surrounding Cooper. "Come on, Coop, let's just go home. He ain't worth it," Tara said, grabbing Cooper's arm and trying to pull him away. He refused to budge. "What are you all doing here?" Brisana asked, wiping her eyes and turning to Darcy. "What's going on?"
"Your boyfriend owes me $20 and an apology. That's what's going on," Cooper said, scowling at Dwayne. "Man, you just ain't smart, are you? No wonder you're gonna spend your whole life working at a garage in the hood," Dwayne said. "I don't owe you jack. And if you keep this up, I'll make sure you lose your job along with that $20 you're looking for," he added. "And come on, Brisana."
Cooper stepped closer, but Tara jumped in front of him, turning to Dwayne with an anger Darcy had never seen before.
"Who you think you are, acting like you all better than everybody? Without your dad paying for your school and your car, you're just another punk with a big mouth," Tara said, putting her hand on her hip and shaking her head as she spoke. "And if you knew what was good for you, you leave Coop alone, 'cause he's the best worker your dad ever had." "Girl, I don't know what planet you're from, but you better shut that fat mouth of yours if you know what's good for you."
Cooper charged, but Darcy and Troy stood in his way, trying to hold him back. For a second, Cooper hesitated, and Darcy could see the veins bulging in his neck. It looked as if he would explode just like the fireworks a few minutes before. Troy had his hands on Cooper's chest, trying to keep him from moving forward.
"He's just a punk, Coop. He ain't worth getting in trouble over," Troy said. "Yeah, I guess you're right," Cooper said, turning around as if he was walking away.
Troy and Darcy stood back as he took several steps.
"Let's go, Coop," Tara said, seeming relieved. "Yeah, that's what I thought you'd do," Dwayne said, a satisfied grin on his face.
But then, with cat-like speed, Cooper spun around and lunged at Dwayne. Before anyone could react, Cooper slammed his shoulder into Dwayne's rib cage, tackling him to the ground. As Dwayne struggled to get to his feet, Cooper pounced on him, punching him twice, once in the face and then in the stomach.
"Get off me!"
Dwayne yelled, trying to protect his head from Cooper's punches. The word struck Darcy like an arrow to her heart. She had used the same words when she screamed out against Brian just before her father came and saved her. Now Dwayne, a guy she despised, was trying to save himself from Cooper, one of Darcy's best friends. It was as if the world had been turned inside out, and yet Darcy could not just stand there, not after what had happened to her.
"Both of you, stop it!"
she yelled, rushing over and grabbing Cooper's shirt as he struggled with Dwayne.
"You owe me $20, and if you don't give it to me, I'm gonna take it," Cooper growled.
It was like his rage had possessed him, taking away the Cooper Darcy knew and replacing him with this angry spirit.
"Let him go, Cooper," Darcy said, unable to stop herself.
Troy tried to grab her then, seizing her wrist and pulling her away.
"Stay out of it, Darcy," he said. "It's dangerous."
Though Darcy knew Troy meant well, his grip hurt her, triggering a memory of when Brian forcibly grabbed her wrist and demanded she calm down, even as he refused to let her go. The pressure of Troy's fingers clenched on her wrist produced the same pain, the same sensation, the same panic. She couldn't control the scream that suddenly roared from her lungs, the horrific flashback that replayed in her mind, or the sudden kick she sent into Troy's groin. It all happened in a blinding flash.
"What's wrong with you?" Troy said as he sunk to his knees. "I was only trying to help."
Cooper and Tara turned to face her. So did Brisana. Even Dwayne looked stunned.
"I'm sorry," Darcy said, ashamed to look at them all. "I couldn't help it."
Suddenly, a shaft of light beamed through the trees from the edge of the park. It swept left and right, casting long, eerie shadows of the trees and people in its path.
"Cops!" someone shouted.
"Oh, no," Troy said.
"Man, get off me!"
Dwayne hissed, wrestling beneath Cooper.
"Coop, unless you want us all to get in serious trouble, you need to let him go.
Now," Tara urged. Cooper stood up as the swath of light from the police car moved closer. He paused, staring at Dwayne, who stood up rubbing his stomach.
"Let's go, y'all. They're gonna ask us a million questions if we stay here," Tara said.
"Man, you might as well quit work tomorrow, 'cause I'm gonna make sure you're fired,"
Dwayne said, glaring at Cooper.
"What I should do is have them cops come over here and arrest you. Everyone knows you just jumped me for no reason,"
Dwayne said.
"I didn't see nothing," Troy said.
"Me neither," said Tara, who looked at Darcy as if she expected her to go along with the lie they were prepared to tell.
"Yeah, well, Brisana is all the witness I need,"
Dwayne said. Everyone turned to look at her.
"Let's just go, Dwayne. I don't know what I saw," Brisana said, wiping her eyes and walking away.
"Girl, you're tripping. You know exactly what he did to me."
The spotlight focused on a tree just 20 feet away. The edges of the beam were close enough that Troy had to step back. Tara nodded at Brisana and turned away.
"We outta here," she said.
"Come on, y'all."
Troy, Cooper, and Tara started walking away briskly, and Darcy watched as Dwayne trailed Brisana, who headed off in the opposite direction.
"Girl, what's your problem?" Dwayne demanded.
"You know exactly what my problem is, Dwayne,"
Brisana replied, their voices growing more faint as they walked away. Darcy rushed to catch up to the group. She did not know what to say to Troy or to anyone else about what happened just moments earlier, though she knew she owed them some kind of explanation. Just thinking about how she screamed made Darcy feel stupid and embarrassed. When Troy grabbed her, something had snapped, revealing to everyone the fear that had until then been her secret. The scars of Brian's attack.
"Darce, you and me gotta talk, but let's save it for tomorrow. I think we all better get home before we get in more trouble," Tara advised, looking at Cooper, who was lost in his own thoughts.
Watching him, Darcy thought he almost looked ashamed, as if he too had crossed a line he now regretted. Together, they walked back to the grill, cleaned up the remaining food, and quietly left the park. Tara led the way, making sure they walked slowly, careful not to attract the attention of police who watched the remnants of the crowd dispersing from the fireworks show. Once the last of the police cars was behind them, everyone sighed, and Darcy turned to Troy, who had kept his distance from her during the entire walk.
"I'm sorry, Troy. It was an accident," Darcy said, trying her best to look at him.
"Whatever," he said bitterly.
In silence, they crossed several blocks and made their way through the neighborhood to Cooper's old pickup truck. Without a word, Troy jumped in the back, while Tara and Darcy sat inside with Cooper.
"Well, at least we didn't get busted," Cooper said as he started the truck.
"Amen to that," Tara added.
Minutes later, the noisy pickup lumbered to a stop outside Darcy's house. Darcy spotted her sister and Desmond sitting on the front step, holding hands.
"Look at them two lovebirds. They must have walked home. I'm glad their evening was better than ours," Tara said.
"Yeah,
but I think it's time for that evening to end," Darcy said, looking at her watch. It was almost 10:30. Jamie almost looked disappointed to see them, but Desmond stood up right away.
"Where were you?" Desmond asked, looking at his brother.
"You just disappeared. I thought I was going to have to walk home."
"Get in. We're going home now," Cooper said, offering no explanation.
Desmond seemed to sense his brother was serious. He said something to Jamie and dashed over to the truck. Darcy quickly got out and headed toward the house.
"I'll call you tomorrow, Darcy," Tara said as the old truck revved up and pulled away.
"Weren't those fireworks great? Me and Des had the best time," Jamie gushed.
She spoke quickly, her voice so full of excitement, she didn't wait for Darcy to reply.
"And what about you and Troy? I saw him checking you out. He has a really cute smile. You guys look good together."
Darcy took a deep breath and fought the urge to lash out at her sister.
"I don't have time for this right now. I've got to work tomorrow and I'm tired," Darcy said, walking into the house.
"Wait a minute," Jamie demanded, following her to the door of her room.
"You got to tell me what happened with you two tonight. Did you at least like him?" Jamie asked.
Suddenly the phone rang. Jamie rolled her eyes but then raced back to grab it. Darcy fled to her bedroom, eager to get away from her sister. She knew Jamie hadn't seen her kick Troy, and she hoped to keep it that way. But a second later, she heard Jamie in the hallway.
"It's for you, Darcy. It's Brisanna. She sounds upset."
Darcy opened the door and took the phone.
"Brisanna?" "I need to talk to you, Darcy,"
Brisanna said, her voice shaky.
"Where are you? Did he hurt you?"
Darcy asked, imagining her old friend fighting off an attack like the one she faced.
"No, he didn't hurt me. I'm home. But I think..."
Brisanna's voice cracked, and Darcy heard her blow her nose.
"Can you meet me tomorrow? I don't want to talk about this over the phone."
"Yeah, I'm working tomorrow, but I get my break at 4. I can probably get someone to cover for me for an hour or so.
If you want to see me sooner, maybe I can..."
"I'll meet you at 4. I gotta go. I can't talk now."
The phone clicked and then went dead. Brisanna had abruptly hung up. Darcy could almost picture her sitting somewhere alone, crying.
What did he do to her? Darcy wondered.
She could feel rage in her chest, anger at guys who hurt girls, guys who dealt with their problems by taking them out on those around them. Yet even as she thought about Brisanna, Darcy remembered Troy. He had been completely innocent, and she had lashed out at him for the same reason, hurting him because someone once hurt her. It was a cycle of pain that needed to stop. Darcy knew she needed to talk to someone, at least to her parents, maybe to Tara, but the idea of admitting her fears, of exposing how weak and vulnerable Brian made her feel, was almost too much to bear. It made her feel like a helpless child. Her face burned with shame as she returned the cordless phone to the kitchen.
"Is Brisanna okay? I never heard her that upset," Jamie said when Darcy hung up the phone.
"Yeah, she's fine, Jamie. Don't worry about her," Darcy lied.
She knew better than to tell Jamie anything about her friends. If she did, the whole neighborhood would know about it in a few hours. Jamie loved gossip. Jamie looked insulted, but Darcy rushed by her, hoping to get back into her room before her sister could say anything. As she got to the door, Darcy could hear Jamie's footsteps behind her.
"Darcy, you never answered my question. How did it go with Troy?"
"I told you, I'm tired. I'm going to bed," Darcy replied.
"Darcy, what is your problem?" Jamie asked, putting her hands on her hips and raising her voice. "You got nothing but attitude anymore. The way you look at me, it's like you can't stand me or something. You act like I'm doing something wrong, even though I'm not."
Darcy knew there was truth in Jamie's words, but she wasn't ready to talk about it. Not now. Not after hearing Brisanna weep or seeing Cooper beat up someone in the shadows of the park. Not after what she had done to Troy.
"Good night, Jamie."
Darcy closed her bedroom door in Jamie's face, leaving her standing in the hallway alone.
Jamie cursed angrily and stormed away. Darcy heard her bedroom door slam shut seconds later. She turned her lights out, guilt hanging in the air like a heavy cloud of smoke.